Hello everyone, welcome to our show. I am Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And today we're talking about having fun with school clubs.
Woohoo!
Ooh, okay, so these are the things at school you might do after school is over.
Right.
You might join a club, like a dancing club or a sports club, a music club. It's a way to learn some things, but also do some fun activities with your friends.
Right. Did you ever, like, have you ever joined any school clubs?
Oh, let's see. In high school, we didn't have a lot of clubs. We had sports. But when I was in England at school, I was in the stamp club. I was in the model club. Model making, like little airplanes, all sorts of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I would want to join that. Too bad we didn't have that. We had debating clubs.
Debating clubs?
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds serious.
Yeah, no, it was fun. You get to still meet a lot of people from different schools.
Right,
we
and
have,
that's
like,
a great...
social debating events.
Exactly, and it's a great way to spend time with your classmates outside of class. So it's always lots of fun. So let's find out more about having fun with school clubs.
Reading. Having fun with school clubs. This school year has been pretty tough, but it's mostly been boring. Luckily, I got involved with a couple of clubs. There's finally something to do after school besides homework. I'm really pumped about being part of the basketball club. I think I've grown a lot recently because now I'm taller than many of my friends. When we're not shooting hoops in the club, we'll watch NBA games and eat pizza. The other activity I'm participating in is the Rock Guitar Club. It's a really awesome group. I just play for fun and because I think guitars are cool. Plus, the club has some really good players. Those guys teach me a lot during our jam sessions. I'm staying busy and having fun. But now I barely have time to study, which Mom isn't too crazy about. She says that if I get just one bad test score, I will have to quit one of my clubs. But if I didn't have these fun clubs, my life would be so dull.
Okay, so we're checking out Adam's diary.
Woo-hoo.
Today he's writing about his school clubs.
Okay.
But it begins with, well, a little bit of a complaint.
Of course.
He says, this school year has been pretty tough, but it's mostly been boring. Sounds like he's not having too much fun. If something is tough, it's not easy. All right, so you can talk about a tough test.
Yes.
Or a tough day.
Yeah.
A difficult day. It wasn't easy
right.
at all. It was tough.
OK, 所以一开始我们看到 Adam 的日记就写到，哎呀，今年呐、啊，真的他感觉到这个学年呢，非常的 tough。那刚刚我们有提到 tough 就是不简单，很困难，甚至很棘手这样的意思。因此，我们常常会说 a tough problem 或是 tough choices 很难抉择啊，这样子的意思。Or we could talk about she had a tough time in college. 就是说呢，她在这个大学的时候呢，度过一个非常艰苦的一些时期啊，这样子的意思哦。Okay, or sometimes we could talk about problems like you mentioned before. The problem was tough to solve. So I'm going to ask you a question, Mike. Was high school tough for you?
I think high school is tough for everyone.
Really?
Yeah, everyone's growing and you get spots and you're trying to like get a date with a girl and
that's
you know,
tough.
That kind of stuff can be tough. But I think once you find a good bunch of friends at school, it makes things less tough because at least you can talk about your problems with your friends. So that's always nice too.
Right, okay, well...Let's gonna find out if he's really gonna hate his school year old.
Okay, well, things are looking a little better, but he says, because he says, luckily, he says, I got involved with a couple of clubs. All right, so the school was tough, it was a little boring, but he did have some fun at school with these clubs. It says he got involved with some clubs.
Okay, to get involved with 就是涉及某个情况或者是活动或是你热衷于某事这样子的意思哦。那 that's our shortcut for you phrase, let's check it out first.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, buddy. Are you depressed or something?
No. Yes, I'm a little sad.
Do you mind telling me what the problem is?
I think my wife got involved with a bad crowd because she comes home late every night.
She is in the crowd? Where? I don't see her.
Get involved with means to join or become a part of something.
I get it. Get involved with means 牵涉投入 Well, I can tell you this. Your wife isn't involved with any bad people.
She hasn't gotten involved with a bad crowd? How do you know this?
Well, she's been out late becauseShe is planning a surprise party for you.
What? How could you ruin the surprise like that? I wish I hadn't gotten involved in this conversation.
So he got involved with a couple of clubs. Mm. A couple of probably is two or three, right? Mm-hmm. Clubs.Clubs 就是社团，没错，就是今天呢我们要大大的聊的有关的东西。那刚刚我是不是一开始在 introduction 就提到，我曾经呢有加到这个辩论社的社团，就是 debating club， 或者是 dancing club you mentioned earlier。And Mike， I thought that was interesting。它有一个 model club 是什么呢？就是它可以做一些模型的，像是 like airplanes or boats, ships。
Yeah,
those kind of things.
Little kids.
Yeah,
that was lots of fun.
That was interesting. Okay.
Absolutely. Back to Adam. He says there's finally something to do.After school besides homework. That's very true. That's one of the main reasons to join a club, so that after school you have something to do besides homework. We use besides to sort of say this isn't part of the group. Okay, so of course he has homework to do, but let's forget about homework for a second. There are some other things to do, like join a club.
Right. 那他很开心说、哦终于呢有除了要写功课之外还有一些比较有趣的事情就是在课后时候可以做啦就是参加社团啦 Besides 在这里就是有了除了什么什么这样的意思咯 Okay, so what does he say next?
Well, he gives us an example of、
right?
one of the clubs he joined. He says, I'm really pumped about being a part of the basketball、ah. club. Okay, so he's pumped about that. Pumped is sort of a slang word we can often use.、
Mm-hmm.
It means you're really excited, you're really enthusiastic, you can't wait for something. So you might be pumped for your summer holidays, or pumped to go see a concert, or pumped about getting your new bike this weekend,、
Whoa!
Or something like that. It's something good, it's something exciting.
Okay, 所以呢他非常的怎么样 pumped, 就是非常 excited, 非常兴奋呢因为呢他即将呢要加入这个、basketball club, 也就是篮球社的团员之一啦 Okay, so that's pretty cool. There's also the basketball club we forgot to mention, right?
That's right, yeah,、hmm. okay, interesting.、Adam says, I think I've grown a lot recently because now I'm taller than many of my friends. Well, that's、hmm. good if you're going to play basketball. He's been growing, of course,、
right?
as people do in high school, but now he's quite tall. He says he's taller than many of his friends. So he's、hmm. one of the taller boys in his class, I guess.He says, when we're not shooting hoops in the clubs, we watch NBA games and eat pizza.、
Wow.
All right, so shooting hoops, that's just a casual way of saying playing basketball, because the hoop is that circle that you're trying to put the ball through, and of course, to shoot, that's the verb that you do with the ball. So you're shooting hoops, you're playing basketball.
Oh, okay. So, 当然他很开心啦因为他觉得说哇这个人他打篮球呢或是参加这个篮球社他感觉他的身高哇一瞬间就开始抽高就跟大家的朋友同年龄的比起来他感觉他比较高。而且呢当他在这个社团没有在打篮球或者是我们这里用 shoot hoop, 其实 shoot hoop, 字面上有这个投篮筐这样的意思就是打打球打篮球的意思呢他们一群好朋友们就会怎么样他们就会看 NBA games,、
mm.
okay, 还有呢会吃这个 pizza, Well, a lot of people love watching NBA games.
Yeah.
What kind of sports games do you also like to watch, Mike?
I like to watch good sports, so I don't really care. As long as it's two
so
good teams and a good
cool.
game, that would be fun for me. Yeah,
tennis, I love watching tennis. So I was
NFL,
say.
You know,
right.
it's all...
Even golf, you're okay?
Well, if it's exciting,
kind of,
you know, if it's near the end and it's like two guys
the
and
end.
They're very close.
Baseball
and
games, you know, are great to watch.
Baseball can be fun to watch, too. Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
He goes on to say, the other activity I'm participating in is the Rock Guitar Club.
Mike.
So that's a little bit different from sports. He's participating in one of the music clubs. Well, yeah, if you're a part of a club or if you're doing something with other people, we would use this verb, to participate.
Participate. Yeah, 就是参加这样的意思。所以除了刚刚他提到的这个 basketball club, 篮球社呢，他还有参加另外一个活动哦，就是 rock guitar club, 也就是这个摇滚吉他社哦，这样子的意思。那 participate 刚刚我提到是有参加的意思，当然你也可以用 join, J-O-I-N, 来表示参加这样子的意思。OK, 所以比方我可以说 most people join the game,But a few chose not to participate. OK, 这样子来用后。那刚刚呢我们提到的 rock guitar, do you play the rock guitar?
I play the bass guitar,
okay,
and I can play
guitar.
Rock. Rock is just a style of music, so the guitar is the instrument. You can play rock, you can play jazz, you can play all sorts of music with a guitar.
That is really cool.
And Adam says, it's a really awesome group.I just play for fun and because I think guitars are cool. So it's an awesome group, something really fantastic, wonderful, great is awesome. He says he plays for fun and also because he thinks guitars are cool. So he likes the music, he likes playing, and he just likes being in a club, which is all about rock and guitars
That's
and music.
Nice. Okay, so he 觉得说这个摇滚吉他社很 awesome, awesome 是什么？就是 it's cool, 很棒啊，很炫啊，很酷。那当然我们可以用 fantastic 或是 great 都有类似的意思哦。那当然呢原因就是说其实他很喜欢就是纯粹的就是觉得好玩嘛然后再来呢就是因为他觉得说 guitars 很酷就是吉他很酷哦那 awesome 提到 awesome 我就来造个句好了 I think Mike is an awesome friend and coworker
She's awesome、
nice.
Seriously awesome
I think he's awesome
You're awesome
Okay.
Adam's awesome, too. Let's
great,
talk about him.
Okay.
Says, plus, the club has some really good players. Oh, that's great. These guys teach me a lot during our jam sessions.
Ah.
So it's great to learn from good players. Maybe they're awesome players, right?
Right.
Maybe they're awesome at the guitar.
Awesome.
Because they're really good. And because they're really good, those guys, the good players, maybe who've been playing longer, more experienced, they teach Adam a lot during our jam sessions. A jam session is when a bunch of people play music together, but they're not really a group, they're not playing a song, they're just...playing whatever they feel like. You can make up a song, or you could say, hey, does everybody know that Beatles song or that famous Mayday song? And you play it. But it's for fun. It's kind of like the difference in a basketball game between playing with teams in a real game, or just meeting your friends at the park just to sort of throw the ball around a little bit. That's a jam session. It's playing music in a casual,unplanned, unorganized.
I like the idea of jam sessions.
Yeah,
okay.
Good fun.
所以这里他有说 plus, 而且呢还有呢 OK, 在口语上我们常常会用 plus 来补充说明一些东西哦。就是他觉得说其实在那边认识到很棒的人而且那些人还会怎么样教他很多事情在怎么样 jam session 里面。那刚刚 Mike 有提到其实 jam sessions 是比较即兴的一种这个演奏的一个方式就是说诶我突然想要弹这个诶你知道五月天最近有什么东西吗就弹这个 Mayday 的一些歌曲这样子其实就是即兴弹一弹大家弹好玩的这样感觉没有很正式演奏的意思啦
Alright, Adam says I'm staying busy and having fun But he says now I barely have time to study Which mom isn't too crazy about it's true, he has a lot of activities with basketball and musicSo he has barely time to study. Well, if you have barely something, it means you have only a little bit. Not very much at all. So he only has a little bit of time to study, And of course, mom isn't crazy about that. She isn't very happy about that.
Right. Okay. 所以当然了，他就觉得说，哎，其实很好玩啊，然后就可以让自己生活很充实。但是呢，他就几乎没有任何时间在做一些 study， 在读书。所以妈妈当然就是有点不开心咯。这里我们看一下 barely 就是几乎没有，当然我们也可以用 hardly， H-A-R-D-L-Y。OK， 那我们要有时候我们可能常常说，哎，我差点认不出你。可能他剪了头发的时候，我就可以说 ，I barely recognize you with your haircut short.、
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, OK. 而且那如果有时候呢，我常常就是很忙的话，我就可能会发生这种事情。I barely have time to eat my lunch. I get so busy.
Oh my gosh.
I know. What about you? Sometimes I barely get time to sleep. You know,
yeah,、
sometimes.
I've had that problem too.、Mm. You go through a few days、
right.
and you only get 6 hours sleep in total.Barely enough time because you're so busy. Well, he must study a little bit more.
His mom says
that if I get just one bad test score, I will have to quit one of my clubs. Ooh, so those test scores must stay kind of、
right.
high. A test score is like a grade or a mark on a test. So if you do a test and you get a 95 out of 100, that's your score. That's a pretty good score, right?
Right.
95 out of 100.
That's great.
So we talk about points or scores or grades or marks. These are numbers to show how well or how badly you did on test or your homework.
Right. Score 就是成绩。所以如果他成绩不好的话啊那就惨了。妈妈就可能会跟你讲说不好意思哦可能其中一个社团就不能做了。But...Adam says, if I didn't have these fun clubs, my life would be so dull.
True.
Dull, 就是 boring, okay, 就是很乏味的啊。哦、所以呢其实他们就现在就想说怎么办他应该要好好的开始用功啦。So, yeah, so dull just means boring. Sometimes we could have, maybe like a dull lecture.
A dull lecture.
College,
a dull movie.
Right.
A dull dinner. You know, it's just rice and
chicken. Can a person be dull?
People can be dull too, yeah. If you, talk about things that aren't interesting to anyone, someone might say you're kind of dull. You're not really interesting. There you go. All right, so that's Adam. That's his clubs. We hope he continues to do well with his test scores because those sound like some fun clubs.
Right.
We'll be back with our chat question.
For you chat.
Okay, Mike, for you chat question. What is the most fun club you have ever been a part of? Has to be really fun.
Does it have to be a school club or can it be a club?
No, it could be any club.
Okay, well, it's probably be like one of the first music groups that I made.
Oh,
because in Canada, after school, we have sports, but these are teams. These aren't clubs, so our teams play against other schools. It's a little more serious.
Music.
No. Oh, okay. Just sports. But
with music,
my school didn't have music, so we made, well, it wasn't really a club, it was a band. I just met three guys at school, and then we went to someone's house on the weekend, and we played music. So it wasn't at school, but it was the same kind of idea.
Okay.
So that was a lot of fun. But I enjoyed all my clubs. That's why I joined the clubs, because they were fun, they were interesting.
Wow, that's nice.
What about you?
Well, you mentioned that, you know, debating clubs, they sound kind of serious, but did you know why I found it okay or fun?
Why?
It was because you get to eat a lot of delicious snacks afterwards, and then you get to chat with all the people on your team and the other teams.
Okay.
And I went to a girls' school, so it was like kind of like fun, because I get to chat with the boys when I debate.
That's right. That's a good point about clubs, because it's not just about what you do in the club, it's about being together with people, sharing the jobs and the responsibilities of the club.
Really yummy snacks afterwards.
Yeah, often the teachers aren't there, so you have to plan and do everything. That's why clubs are important, because it's kind of like working with people in a company, right? You have to work with people, and you do this, I'll do that.
Right.
Everyone has to help out, and then you have a great, successful, fun club. So whatever you do, enjoy your life.
Yep.
You're only young once. You can do homework tomorrow, but maybe take an hour to, you know, join a club. It'll be good fun, and you'll learn something.
Having fun with school clubs.This school year has been pretty tough, but it's mostly been boring. Luckily, I got involved with a couple of clubs. There's finally something to do after school besides homework. I'm really pumped about being part of the basketball club. I think I've grown a lot recently because now I'm taller than many of my friends. When we're not shooting hoops in the club, we'll watch NBA games and eat pizza. The other activity I'm participating in is the Rock Guitar Club. It's a really awesome group. I just play for fun and because I think guitars are cool. Plus, the club has some really good players. Those guys teach me a lot during our jam sessions. I'm staying busy and having fun. But now I barely have time to study, which Mom isn't too crazy about. She says that if I get just one bad test score, I will have to quit one of my clubs. But if I didn't have these fun clubs, my life would be so dull.
Vocabulary review.
Tough. Even though the exam was tough, I got a good grade on it. Participate. Everyone in the class participated in a school theater play. Barely. I barely had enough time for breakfast because I woke up late. Score. Her homework score was much lower than she thought it would be. Dull. The movie was so dull that I fell asleep in the middle of it.